Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth right now. I have just been, it is sensational down here this morning. It's like, just one of those magical autumn days that remind me of why I took that big chance 15 years ago and left the comfort of Melbourne and everything that I'd known until that point to take a chance on me and on love. Anyway, I'm just walking along and I've been thinking about a couple of things. If you haven't yet listened to Esther Perel's Where Do We Begin? I think it's Where Do We Begin or Where Should We Begin? It's one of those two. Oh my God. It's amazing. And I highly recommend it, particularly, well, it doesn't even matter if you're in a long-term serious relationship. It just shows the dynamics of two people in close quarters with each other and how they can play out and express themselves in different ways. And there's the link. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about today was purpose and expression, really. And this came about because in my Keeping Good Company group with Lisa, which is attached to the Keeping Good Company podcast, we had one of the women in there, Caroline, said that she has this, every time she listens to our podcast, there's this stirring within her. And it opened up a conversation around purpose and looking for your purpose. And that, you know, brought up how to find your purpose and all this kind of jazz. And as someone who started their quest for purpose a decade ago and is finally at the point where I'm realizing it now, I feel like we want this step-by-step formula for clarity. You know, we want to know what we're here for. We want to know what we're doing with our life. We want certainty around things, and there really isn't any. So for me, I was unpacking my current, because everything is always in a state of flux, my current perspective on purpose. And for me, right now, purpose is, you know, when it comes to being on the journey for purpose, say, some people feel like they're behind in that journey, and some people feel like they're more steps ahead, I guess. And I don't really like the idea of being at different levels, although I can kind of see that when we're at different levels, we vibrate at a different energy. So therefore, there are kind of different levels, but it's not like one level is better than the other or you need to get to this level in order to. You know, they're just, yeah, so I don't really like that hierarchical approach to life. Which is why I'm kind of allergic to the idea of even mentors and why I have never had one specific coach or one specific mentor. Because for me, life is my mentor. you know, I am my mentor. I am my guide. I find meaning in everything. So, and I don't place someone as having more knowledge or even being further down a path than me, because I don't think that I'm further down a path. I think that I'm expressing differently. This is the thing about purpose, right? And this is my current understanding of it. It's about varying expressions of the truth of who you are. That doesn't mean you're further ahead or further behind. It just means that you're expressing it in different ways. And really for me, that is purpose, right? Purpose is expressing the truth of who you are. So I guess with that being my definition, the question is, like, when you talk about purpose, when you are thinking that perhaps you don't... Oh, hello. Hey. When you're thinking perhaps you aren't on purpose or you're seeking your purpose, what does that actually mean to you? What does it mean to have found your purpose? What is life going to look like? How is it going to be different from how it is now? How are you going to be different from how you are now? For me, purpose is about being you. It's a state of being. It's not something that lives externally from you. It's not something that you need to hunt down like I have in the past. I've really been looking for my purpose. When it is like home, I guess, too, something that exists within us. And the only way to really figure it out is to start expressing yourself. In all different kinds of ways, Billy. And the more you express yourself, the closer you will get to being the true version of you, right? Like, I feel like we're all emotionally, in some ways, emotionally stifled, creatively stifled. We aren't living the full expression of who we are. We are protecting people from their feelings. We are protecting ourselves from our feelings at times. We are living lives that are not true to the truth of who we are. So purpose for me is not something that I do. It's something, you know, it's just more and more coming back to me and trusting me. And, you know, that whole thing that I talk about all the time, knowing, liking and trusting yourself. The better relationship you have with you, the more you'll be certain, right? So I'm doing this thing with Kelly Brown, who's a good friend of mine, and she's running a clarity circle. And I felt like I needed clarity. I felt like I needed clarity around what was my message, what wasn't my message, and even a bit, what was my purpose? It was self-doubt that I didn't know what it was. I discovered that soon after I started talking on one of the calls, because I realized every time I go into one of these things, I have doubt about what I'm doing, and then it comes back to the same thing again and again and again. Speak right. Speak right. Speak right. Speak right. Share. Tell your story. Share your lessons. And I keep being derailed from that by myself and my doubt. And during this call, Kelly had mentioned that I could create an online product. around coming back to you, finding yourself, learning to express yourself better, you know, going from hating yourself to digging yourself. But for me, it's not, I had said, and it sounded really weird at the time, I had said that the thing is, not but, because I'm not discounting it, I absolutely could create some products around this stuff. For me though, what I want to create is my book. I want to be speaking. And I have done these kind of things before. I did Show Up, Speak Up, which was a 4-week program, and it didn't have a great intake, and that's okay. I just feel like that process just isn't for me. It doesn't light up my soul. What lights up my soul is this sharing. And so, I thought he was doing a poo. Hey. So, Callie had said, you know, well, it kind of sounds like maybe you are pretty clear on what you want. And she questioned, like, you know, to, okay, so the words that she used was service your delusion. I have this vision for my life, which is really big. And it involves, yeah, having written a book, traveling around, sharing my message. Not necessarily traveling around, but, you know, speaking, podcasting. Like, what I want to be doing is podcasting for a living. That's reaching. It's not about the amount of people I reach either. It's about the impact that I'm having. And so servicing my delusion would mean acting from a place of good faith, right? That this is all happening for me, and I will end up there, a real place of trust, which also, of course, involves some level of doing, but it's more about being open to the opportunities that come my way, showing up consistently in alignment with that vision, and not being distracted and derailed by every idea that swings into my head. Servicing my delusion, my big dream, my big vision for my life. So for me, I guess my purpose is full expression, which is why when I talk about purpose, I'm talking about that, right? Like, I'm talking about learning to fully express yourself, because that is my definition of purpose. So perhaps the answers, if you are seeking purpose, lie in that question. What does purpose mean to you? How do you define purpose? And I don't want you going and looking at the internet to find out the meaning of purpose or the history of the word. I want to know what it means to you. What does purpose mean to you? What would it mean to you to be living it? How would it look? How would it feel? How would you be showing up in life if you were living your purpose? So they're the questions I want you to ask yourself today. And if you feel called, I would love for you to share them in the Facebook group Show Up, Speak Up. And that's pretty much it. You know, purpose may not be about fully expressing yourself to you. It might not be about the truth of who you are. It might be something very different. But the only way you're ever going to live a life on purpose or figure it out, which I don't think you really need to figure it out. I think it it figures you out. The only way you're going to find it, but not find it, it find you, you know what I'm saying, is for you to know what purpose means. All right. That's it from me today. Until next time, peace out. See ya.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies. And thanks for listening.